We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And then Derek Shelton there on the decision last night that we're still fuming about to pull Jared Jones at 50-something pitches, so...
Wait, we're still fuming about?
Why, you're not mad about it?
No.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Why?
Because I think they're trying to be as cautious as they can be with a guy who pretty obviously has an electric arm, and that we're seeing, you know, one in baseball. It seems like the arm injuries, even if it's more not actually borne out by the stats, it still feels like guys are going down left and right. Strider in Atlanta is the one that really makes me nervous because that guy's a max effort thrower who already had Tommy John once and now he's gone again. Jones certainly puts everything he's got, it seems, into almost every pitch, either throwing about 100 or throwing 90-plus mile-an-hour sliders. I think the only thing that probably a common-sense person could say about arm injuries is guys who throw very hard almost every pitch, max effort, seem like they're at more risk. The guy's never thrown more than 125 innings. I do think the Pirates are trying as best they can to balance two things. We want to take care of this guy's arm, not just for the rest of this year, but for his career here, however long that is in this town. And we want to get as much out of him as we can while trying to do that. It just did not bother me. It really didn't.
If Jared Jones walks a guy or two, he had zero, and gives up more than one hit, but he doesn't give up any runs, do they stop him at 59 pitches after three innings? And that's all he throws? Or if he's still getting through scoreless innings, do they let him go five, and instead of a pitch count of 59, it's like 80?
I thought Shelton did not pass along whatever the message was supposed to be very well, because he cited pitch counts, but then he said five innings. So what is it? Is it innings or is it pitches?
So just to make sure I hear you on this, you think it's smart to keep him under 60 pitches in this start last night?
I think it's smart once every couple of starts, which is what I'm willing to bet they're going to do, every four or five starts to basically throttle him down.
So if he went through the lineup without giving up any runs one time through, and it was at 59 pitches after three innings, you would have pulled him there.
I wouldn't have let him go one more inning just to try to get a little bit more from my bullpen. But again,
go one more inning last night.
Based on the manager, I still don't know if the team's actual approach is pitch count related or inning related, because he cited innings in the start, and Jones said, I'm only going five, and then he cited pitch count.
That's my issue.
Yeah, I think that's a Shelton. Explain it better. How are you actually judging this? Or is it just generalized, we want to keep stress out of the game?
Before the game, the message was, you're going five.
Mm-hmm.
Five innings are not a one-size-fits-all thing. It should have been a pitch count thing. And at 59 pitches, given how easy things went for him, he should have gone deeper into that game. And if he goes deeper into that game, the Pirates might have won that game. Like, I'm looking at this series against the Mets, and I hope to God I'm wrong about this, but it's on my mind because we've been doing this exercise now for the last few days with the Penguins about the ones that got away and things that got away from them and games that they could have won or forced into overtime, a point here, a point there, a win there, a win there. They should have gotten more than zero wins in New York. And my pet peeve with it is, with Jones, I get it. You don't want him at 100 pitches yet. I'm on board with that. But only 59? In a game where they had 16 cut into the grass, he looked like Doc Gooden there last night.
I think
go one more!
I think there's one other potential reason they might have done it. So he faced 16 batters. His early, very early career splits, there is one alarming number, I would say, that I look at and cite as maybe a reason why they decided to pull the ripcord when they did. His third time through the batting order, his first two times through the batting order, he dominates opponents. They're both, each time through, they're hitting well under 200 against him. He gets to that third time through the order, which I'm sure you've read plenty about and know about, is often a bugaboo for people. The OPS against him goes up to like 850. Teams are hitting almost 300 the third time through. They might have felt like, well, he got his five. Yes, he was hyper-efficient. We're not going to tempt fate.
Give me that then. I mean, give me that answer. I'll have to think about that. I still, because you said 16, that still means he's going to face
two
eight,
guys
nine.
On their second time
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I
and
trust
then
him to get 8,
through.
9, and 1 out and face Brandon Nimmo a third time last night and go 6. It's just, it's my issue with teams is when they talk to us like we're dumb about how we don't get process. We're a process-oriented team. It's good process that results. It's not the other way around. If our process is sound, we're fine with whatever the results are. When you make it just a blanket five innings thing, that's, to me, that's baseball is now such a granular sport. In large degree, I think it's made the sport worse. But these teams are doing things because they want to protect their pitchers, and just having a, you're going five, no ifs, ands, or buts, that's the max you're going, that's just, to me, illogical.
Well, it's granular. The reason that the granularity of the sport is making it worse is it's also changed offense where it's all about home runs, which has caused pitchers to go max effort all the time. There's no more pitching to contact. One other thing. So the numbers, the fine point numbers are 294 average against third time through, 863 OPS. So teams just start hitting them better. That happens for most pitchers, almost no matter how good they are. Here's one other thing that I thought about when I was listening to Jones explain it after the game and Shelton. Did Jones sound to you, because reading the quote is one thing, but hearing it is another, or even seeing it on TV, when you listened or watched Jared Jones talk about it, did he sound to you like a guy who was pissed off and having to cover for it?
Not at all, no.
He sounded like a guy who actually understood completely.
Yes, I agree with that.
And here is what I will say about that. If you told him that prior to the game, that he was going five, basically no matter what, right? And he was on board with that as much as he seemed to be based on his post-game comments, even if he went out, there is a chance that he went out and just said, I'm leaving it all out there for five innings.
I would agree.
Pitches.
I would agree with that.
And then you just say, we're not going to switch this up on you, even if you're a hyper-competitive guy. I think that's also factoring in here.
I think it did, and I think you're right. It's them getting together, all these very smart baseball minds, and I don't say that sarcastically. All these pretty smart baseball people, including your GM, who has a World Series ring on his finger, and they say, okay, we're going to do five. That's not how it should be work. That's not how it should work. There should be a pitch number, or honestly, don't you think you should go even more in depth than that? Like, if the pitch number's higher like it was with Perez against the Tigers, but he wasn't strained and there wasn't a lot of pitches from the stretch and it was up there, but like it didn't seem like it was a stressful 100 pitches.
In his case, I would have said the difference with him is not so much like is it max effort or not, how old is Martin Perez versus
no,
Jones?
No. I know, yes, I know what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is I don't even think like the pitch number, like game to game, like 85 pitches in one game is not equal to 85 pitches in the next.
You would get so granular then if you're going to do this, you would say, how many sliders did he throw? Off-speed pitches that theoretically tax your arm more?
They probably should be doing that, yeah. And for that reason, I think they should have, it should never be black and white. I think before a game, they should think, if it goes in this direction with a guy that we're trying to protect long-term, we don't want him throwing X amount of pitches like this more than Y times. Mm-hmm. And in those in that situation, we got to get him out after two innings, because if we don't, he's going to get into like a red alert zone.
Okay.
We don't want to do that.
Fine.
So I just don't think it should ever be, all right, five innings, we're all good on that. That's what we're going to tell him. Let's go. I don't think it should be that basic. That makes it sound rudimentary for a sport that is like gone away from everything that's rudimentary, like batting averages mattering and wins by a pitcher and things like that.
Actually, I think the sport's gone more rudimentary. It says we want to get strikeouts, we want to keep the ball out of play, and we want to get home runs and walks. We want to put like the ball in motion, as little as possible.
Okay, but the way you achieve those things is not rudimentary, because
we're spinning rates
and
I get it.
Whatever the hell that machine is that tracks that, the Rapsoda machine or whatever the heck they talk
Bohemian
about.
Bohemian Rapsoda?
Yes. Donnie, who do you agree with on this? Me or Malzi? We got to get his 2 cents on it. He's got a show at 6 o'clock that we're all dying to
hear.
Well,
he's going to be able to give like more than 2 cents on it.
Well, he's got a Penguins obituary to write too. He's got a lot to get off his chest.
How's he going to write something? He's speaking.
Oh, he's got notes. He writes it out. I mean, it's not verbatim. He doesn't go word for word, but Donnie has a lot of things that he writes out before a show. I'm very proud of him for that. You didn't know that?
Well, I'm just more thinking
multiple
about how
printed pieces. He's got.
Yeah, I used to write things out. I used to do the butcher sheets that were very infamous back in the early days. Well, it doesn't matter, because whatever my last point was going to be, I lost my train of thought while we were having this.
Is it because you're thinking of Joey Bart getting hit in the head with a batting practice home run again and being scratched from the game?
I was just trying to dig in there like I like to do and make one more pro argument in favor of what they're doing with Jared Jones.
I don't really care for the innings limit being a thing, like, because we hear all the time.
So you're agreeing with me?
Yeah, like the pitch count is normally the thing that we hear about. Because if it's five innings by hook or by crook, what if it was 89 pitches or 99 pitches instead of 59? Because it just so happened to work out in their favor. Like, this dude had one of the more efficient games we will see by a Pirates pitcher probably all season. But I would understand if they said, all right, 60 pitches is his max. Because then going into it, which I kind of wish we were more informed as the game was going on, like, hey, this is probably what's going to happen. I think that would have helped ease the pain a little bit.
No, would not have for me. If I knew that was coming, I would have been like, every strikeout, I'd be like, you kidding me? They're going to take this guy out after five innings.
I don't know.
So
I think
being prepared for it, you would have said he's emptying the tank on 59 pitches or whatever it is, and you would have at least been a little more
prepared. But then I go back to what Starkey tweeted. I would have been thinking about when Joe said, we're going to cut guys off at 59 pitches, can we get Paul Skeens up here then? If that's what we're going to do.
But that's two different things. See, I don't agree with that. I think Joe's is trying to make two different arguments. They have been very clear as an organization that part of it with Skeens is he hasn't pitched on a major league schedule every fifth day. Jared Jones has pitched in the pros on an every fifth day basis for multiple years.
I know that's a good rebuttal.
I think if I
thought about tweeting that to him, but I knew he'd have gotten pissed off at me and started yelling
at
me.
That is a good rebuttal.
But I think if we hear a couple of times on the broadcast, or maybe we see guys tweet it out, and I apologize if I missed it. I mean, I don't know.
You didn't.
But if we see, like, okay, the plan tonight for Jared Jones is to go five innings, I think we take that blow a lot more easily than what it was, because we saw this dude absolutely mow down a lineup and immediately get taken out.
Whereas people thought he was hurt last night.
Yes, so did I.
Brief moment. Wait a minute.
Why was he hurt? We knew ahead of time that was the plan, because the Mets broadcast made note of it.
Correct. But wait a minute. Why would we feel better about it if we still believe what you started your take with, which is it should be about the number of pitches and not the innings? I still wouldn't be like, well, wait a minute. Five innings. That.
Well, yeah. I don't like that to begin with, because we're more used to the pitch count thing. Like, okay, he's going to throw 60 pitches tonight, or he's going to throw 75 pitches tonight. So we see that number, and every single broadcast has
just
that
start
graphic
tracking it
now.
And start
you
worrying.
You can think, okay, he's probably got two more innings in.
What do you both quickly make of, I'm seeing tweets here coming in, innings and pitch limits are already pseudoscience, more granularity isn't better or worse, zero research either way. Or this from Hoagie, I think arm injuries are from a lack of innings pitched versus too many. People citing Nolan Ryan in the mentions last night. That guy never had a major arm injury. I honestly don't believe that pitchers back in the day, by and large, Ryan's an exception, and there's always exceptions to it. Those guys weren't throwing nearly as hard, weren't trying to spin the ball nearly as much. Go back and watch a game from the 80s. There's some fireballers. There's Nolan Ryan and J.R. Richard and guys like that. But there's a lot of dudes doing what we would call today junk balling. And I guess My last point I want to quickly make here is this. I get frustrated when there are people who are like, the Pirates need a lot of things to go their way, etc., who get frustrated that they do this because they are clearly trying to protect the player here. So if Jared Jones were to be getting pitched very heavily early on here and he blows his arm out by the end of this year, everyone's going to say, well, at least we got that good 26 starts out of Jared Jones. I don't feel like people would have that reaction.
I know, but it almost reminds me of like the overprotective parent who's like, I'm not going to let my kid ride the bus, or I'm going to homeschool my kid so he's not exposed to the riffraff or whatever gets said by those ruffian kids. And then like, it has unintended consequences where the person turns into like, you know, they're either completely antisocial and incapable, like Tiger Woods, of communicating with people, or it's like Marinovich.
Marinovich's
kid, and like he's not allowed to do any of those things. And the second he's able to fly the coop, he just goes way too far with it.
I think Marinovich's kid had reason to be feeling that way.
But like the listener's feedback here, where do we actually have proof that all these safeguards and guardrails that we put up that have good intentions to protect pitchers, are we even convinced that they actually work?
I read a piece that said the following, that the only thing that somebody, a doctor on an MRI came up with that they thought actually might be why a certain pitcher didn't get an arm injury was his UCL, the ligament that snaps, right?
Yep.
Was 3 millimeters wide, okay? Now you say, who cares? The average UCL is 2 millimeters wide. So when it is 33% bigger or whatever, 50% bigger, I guess, technically, if you're going that way, right? Then your average UCL, the doctor looked at it on an MRI for something else and said, honestly, you're probably not going to get hurt this way. Your UCL is literally just
built different than everyone else's. That's actually a very useful piece of information. I would be looking at those things and getting MRIs on pitchers before I even draft them or sign them.
Just saying, hey, how wide's your UCL?
Yes.
But that was, I'm serious, that's what it came down to. My basic point that I hope I'm making here is, I am sympathetic to the team at least attempting to try and figure out a way to lessen the load on a guy who throws this hard. I think that the next
think there's a better way to do it.
I think the next three starts out, he's probably going to be allowed to throw 90 to 100 pitches, and then you might get another game like this. And you know what the problem is? You know what the real problem is? They were up 1-0 when he left the game. If they're up 5-0, they probably win the game, and everyone just says, well, unconventional, but they won the game. But because they can't hit their way out of a paper bag right now, we have to get pissed off about this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.